Imagine an animal show where bears bolted from the stage to barrel past tourists and make a break for the ice cream stand. It's just one of the many stories from a show that's still drawing huge crowds after a half century. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The bear show at Clark's Trading Post has been a tradition for over 60 years. In 1949, the audiences not only got quite a show, they were the actual show ring.
One special bear named Ebony, she was allowed to come out to this grassy area. The audience would form a circle, and Ebony would run out through a gate and to the center where she knew her props were, and then the show would begin.
Maureen Clark's grandparents began the Trading Post tourist attraction. Today, she is responsible for training the bears in the show. Eventually, a double-deck, 40-foot open-air show arena was built.
On occasion, Ebony would slip through the crowd and run up the back stairs of the gift shop and headed to the lunch counter where she knew the ice cream cones came from.
They plan on an average of 1,000 hours of training for a cub before it can perform in the show. Each spring requires a tune-up after the bears den up each winter.
They remember all of their tricks. But the tricks that they like to do, they will do very easily. But the ones they don't like to do, they pretend that they forgot. You know, they have no idea what you're asking them to do.
It takes time and patience to train these bears.
If they don't want to do something, there's no making them do it. It's asking them and rewarding them. That's the only way we do it. They have all their teeth. They have all their claws. They know how to use them, and we don't use any weapons.
The parking lot is usually full, spring to fall, with cars from across America witnessing a bear show that dates to the 1940s. Traveling the countryside in Lincoln, New Hampshire, I'm Andrew McCrae.